Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum. Hey, I am the stage manager, and my name is V. Hey!
So this is a special stage manager's boo. How's the stage manager feeling right now?
Knackered. That's probably the best thing to say. No, reasonably happy.
You haven't even got to Edinburgh yet.
I haven't even got to Edinburgh, but had a busy week.
Why?
Busy
what
week.
Up to?
Singing rehearsals, trying to do a book, trying to do lighting,
trying
to do sound.
A book this week.
I've been writing a
silly
book.
Week to choose.
I know. I've been writing a novel. It's called What Happens on the Stage During Miracles at Short Notice, along with all lighting and sound cues.
Yep.
Which is what some people call a stage management book, but
I have to interrupt you because Louisa's licking Lady Blemley's ear.
Lady Blemley likes it.
Mmm, tasty. It's because she hasn't had enough cake during the show.
I'm
feeling.
What about us?
Faint.
Sorry, Clovis.
Actually, while Louisa is here, I thought we could maybe touch on the mystery of what really happens to Tobin Mori.
What really happens to Tobin Mori? Well,
you eat him.
What is
Hang
not
on, do the
seen
spoilers
in
jingle.
The show?
Spoilers jingle.
As spoilers!
We have actually revealed in the previous audio booth that he cops it before the final curtain.
We only partially revealed.
Well, okay. Well, now we have confirmed that he cops it before the final curtain. And
by the way,
Mrs. Cornett's departure is only a few moments before that of Tobin Mori, sadly. But a new twist to the plotline, I feel, should be that because Mrs. Cornett eats virtually everything that moves and doesn't, eats and devours Tobin Mori alive in the shrubbery in order to conceal her.
In fact, there's a whole murder mystery going on because, of course, everyone wants to kill the cat. And although the servants announce that he's been found clawed to bits with yellow fur in his claws, we never know whether it was Lady Blemley in a cat suit.
Well, this is true, but I think Lady Blemley did tell me. She has heard from the local police in Paris that two cats have been seen causing trouble in the centre of Paris, and the description sounds like the stable cat and Tobin Mori.
Well, you're saying he's not,
maybe
not
so they run away to Paris and had an affair.
He faked his own death.
I think they worked together and they eloped. But I've also heard that Mavis killed him by accident.
Dropped
her baby on him. Concussion, dead. Dead
speaking
on the floor.
Speaking of babies, what's this about Mrs. Cornett and babies?
Oh, yes. The other thing about Mrs. Cornett's character is despite not liking babies, we feel that babies may be a step too far in her eating habits. However, she is sometimes occasionally tempted. We're tempted to add to the character that as the baby passes her, she licks her lips, but you'll have to wait for that in the show if you want to see it confirmed.
See her licking her lips at a baby.
Licking her lips in tasting.
There are things that aren't in
the script
at all.
These are the actors that I deal with. It's great.
And so you must have had the most hilarious week.
I've had a positively, spiffingly funny week in terms of... Yeah, no, we've had some quite good kind of bonding games, I'd say. Grandma's Footsteps is a particular favourite with the nose touch, yeah.
You have to explain that.
Grandma's Footsteps, obviously the traditional childhood game, but made slightly different by the addition of rules by the lovely James Lark, including things like you must touch noses with another person, rest your forehead on the floor, sit on the chair, touch the tray, and then you must be on someone's back when you touch grandma or grandpa, depending on the opposite gender. So it's a good game. So that's been one of my highlights, has just been watching everyone play.
If you have a grandmother.
Few spare moments.
And a grandmother.
Moments.
Yes. I have actually also been listening. I've been listening to the booze, and there's been a lot of praise for my tail, so I'm quite pleased about that. Everyone's liking my tail.
It's a good tail.
Magnificent tail. Because it is the extent of my props-making skills.
She grew it herself.
I did.
It took about a year, but, you know, we've been preparing.
Easy for you to say. Well, we're now preparing for the
dress rehearsal with no lights.
We are.
With
so
food.
I'm going to go and pack.
Yay!
Yay!
Bro
puff.
Bye!
Bro puff.
Rope away.